We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story later this hour. Governor Newsom is expected to formally announce he is taking executive action to confront the growing health concerns for young people linked to vaping. Hundreds of people nationwide have come down with serious lung illnesses related to vaping cannabis-based oil, including more than 60 cases right here in California. Earlier this month, health officials in Los Angeles County announced the first known death in the state associated with vaping. This comes after President Trump announced plans for the federal government to ban many e-cigarette flavors that are popular among teens. Well, the man who managed the credit union for CBS employees for two decades has just been sentenced to prison for embezzlement and blank fraud. Live now to KNX 1070's Craig Figner. He's outside the downtown L.A. federal court.
Yeah, the federal judge in this case sentenced him to 14 years in prison for embezzling $40 million from the CBS Employees Credit Union. His name is Edward Rostihar, and he managed the credit union and pleaded guilty to embezzling from the credit union over 20 years' time. The money used for gambling, to buy homes, jewelry, cars. He tearfully, in court, did tell the judge that he knew he had abused his position of trust, said that he will never forget the people that he has hurt. Now, as for the financial losses, the credit union did have its federal insurance, so no CBS employees actually lost money, but the credit union did have to turn to the federal government and the insurance program to make good on the $40 million lost. So in addition to the 14 years behind bars, Edward Rostihar is also ordered to repay the credit union association the more than $40 million stolen over the course of 20 years. Live downtown L.A. outside the federal courthouse, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And victims of sexual abuse by Southern California priests when they were children, now able to register starting today for a new compensation program designed to provide financial and emotional support no matter how long ago that abuse happened. It's been set up by the Catholic Church leaders in areas that include Los Angeles, Orange, San Bernardino, and San Diego counties. More details of the program will be unveiled later today at a news conference by church officials and several current and past political leaders, including former Governor Gray Davis. Civil rights groups are calling on San Clemente High School to make some changes after allegations parents and students used racial slurs at an opposing team during a home football game last Friday night.
The targets of the slurs, football players in the cheer squad from Lincoln High in San Diego. Most of the school students are people of color. Bishop Cornelius Bowser with the San Diego NAACP has a family member on Lincoln's cheer squad. He spoke at a rally held in front of the school.
She said it was youth and adults that came up to her them and were harassing them. They first was mocking them and saying things like, don't beat us up, don't beat us up. And then told them that they were dogs and need to be on leashes.
Aramique Glass-Blake of the group Generation Justice wants San Clemente High to train athletic staff on implicit bias.
Once I believe young folks and their parents are educated on these issues, they'll definitely have a change of heart in how they interact with people of color.
San Clemente School District officials say they plan to review footage shot by at least four cameras inside the stadium and interview people who attended the game. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
We will learn the verdicts this afternoon in the trial of a San Diego man charged with involuntary manslaughter for the alleged allegedly starting a fire that killed his 7-year-old daughter, 10-year-old son. Prosecutors say that fire was triggered by Henry Lopez when he fell asleep with a lit cigarette in his hand after getting drunk at his condo. The defense argued that the fire was probably started by an iPhone that was being charged underneath a pillow. Lopez could face up to 14 years in prison if convicted on all counts. Five people have been detained in connection with a murder near the campus of Santa Ana College. Santa Ana Police Corporal Anthony Bartagna tells KNX the latest.
Detectives from our agency to date have detained three persons of interest in the city of Carson, and additional two suspects have been detained in the city of Long Beach.
This happened around 1 this morning after the man's car veered off Bristol Street, crashed into the parking lot. When police arrived, they found that he had been shot to death. All classes have been canceled at the campus today. School crossing guard and another woman have been rushed to the hospital after being hit by a car. This is in Valley Glen. L.A. City Fire spokesman Brian Humphrey tells KNX it happened shortly before 7:30 this morning on the 13,400 block of Van Owen Street.
Both women have what are described as non-life-threatening injuries. Their medical conditions weren't specified. They've been taken to a regional trauma center for important medical care. The adult male driver of the compact sedan did remain at the location and is speaking with LAPD investigators.
There are a number of private and public schools in the area. Summer driving season is over, but now gas prices here could be going up, not down, thanks to the attacks on the Saudi oil fields.
Analysts say you could be looking at a gas price increase along the lines of 15 to 25 cents per gallon, and maybe even more than that, if the oil supply doesn't come back up to normal very soon. It's down about 5% around the world. A driver filling up this morning tells me it certainly makes her mad when gas prices go up. She just can't quite put it into the right word.
I can't curse on.
She's right. She can't curse on the radio, but she tells me what she can do is drive less.
Yeah, it probably makes me think like, yeah, maybe I better cut back on how much I drive around town.
Here in Southern California, we are a little more vulnerable, experts say, because of where most of our oil comes from.
Since Saudi Arabia does import to the West Coast to the magnitude of hundreds of thousands of barrels per day.
And that puts local drivers over a barrel. In Santa Monica, John Baird, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.